the federal government is planning to reduce the amount of property it owns and leases by 50%, according to a memo from the Public Building Services Commissioner. The memo outlines how the Trump administration's plan to cut costs will not just fall on workers, it will impact government-owned infrastructure as well. PBS Commissioner Michael Peters wrote to his employees, quote, "You will not be surprised to learn that this analysis has revealed a gross excess of space in the portfolio, as well as substantial levels of deferred maintenance." Peters added that the bloated office stock has led to overspending and suboptimal working conditions. Peters said he wanted employees to be aware of the downsizing plan as they considered the buyout offer from the Trump administration, which will allow them to resign and continue receiving their full pay and benefits through September. General Services Administration is going to be a substantially smaller organization in the future, Peters wrote. I wanted you to be aware of it as you consider your fork-in-the-road decision. The Public Building Services, which falls under GSA, maintains federal properties nationwide. It owns or leases more than 8,800 offices that serve as the workspace for 1.1 million federal employees. The buildings are located across the country. A December report by Senator Joni Ernst revealed the government owns 7,697 vacant buildings and another 2,265 that are partially empty. Maintenance, leases, and energy on these buildings cost more than $15 billion a year. Ernst's report also found that just 6% of federal employees work in the office full-time, while about one-third are fully remote. In January, President Trump signed an executive order requiring federal employees to return to the office. It is unclear how much space agencies need for a complete return.